Hello and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. Today I'm speaking with Beth Ford, the Chief Operating Officer of Land O'Lakes, the largest dairy co-op in the United States. Net sales in 2015 were $13 billion and sales in the cooperative's dairy food segment were $4 billion. Beth is the Group Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Land O'Lakes. In addition to the dairy foods business, Beth heads up the Purina Animal Nutrition Division. In part one of my interview, we talked about how Land O'Lakes develops cheese, butter, and desserts. Today, we're talking about recruiting, hiring, and retaining employees. I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about the workplace. And you're building a new headquarters. And
yep.
You need to attract and retain best talent in human resources. And you're also very involved in recruiting women and interns, and you have a talent acceleration program. So tell me about the headquarters and how that plays into your human resources strategy.
Well, first, one of the things that we would say has been the biggest driver of our success and continued growth has been the talent. And every company says that, but I really believe, over half of our employees right now are new to Land O'Lakes over the last, 5 years. And it's not because we just kicked everybody out and then we brought in some new people. It's because of growth, and then there's normal turnover, and then growth of businesses. So it's exciting. We have heard, we take best talent and leadership surveys, and we survey our employees, what's important to you? And so this expansion on this platform and this from an infrastructure perspective is aligned with what we know is important to our employees and the new way employees are working. So two things. We have our main building in Arden Hills, and then right across the road in Shoreview, we have a building where we've been leasing. And we would have had to make an investment in that Shoreview building to continue on. And we also have significant employee growth, or we have had. Let's say we have 1,900 to 2,000 employees here or so in this area. What we knew is either we were going to have to invest in that building, which is a lease fit building, or we would expand here and say, no, we're going to make sure everybody's on the same campus. Now, you can imagine the efficiency and the benefit of that in and of itself. And then second, if you know that you're going to get additional opportunities to shape a workplace environment associated with this changing dynamic of the employees, and by the way, over 50% of our employees are now millennials or younger. So if you know that, then you say, well, boy, if it's about flat cost both ways, why wouldn't you make the change? And that's what we decided. So we'll be investing in, childcare and gym and those types of things that we know are important to younger employees. But importantly, one of the ways that we think we've been successful is the teaming environment, and it's cross-business and across function. So we won't have all open workspaces, but we will have much more of a teaming environment in terms of, I don't want to say open seating, that's not it. It's more of a open environment for some of them for meetings, some of them for tables where people can plug in. It's that kind of environment where younger people or where teams work better together and more effectively together. So the headquarters is not just an expansion, it's a rethink and relook at the way we're working and the way we know we can be most effective and answering kind of some of the requests and the insights that we've gained from employees about what would make it more attractive to them in terms of a workplace environment.
Okay, so how might these teams work? Who might be on these teams, for instance?
Well, I'll use an example. I was just at a meeting this morning with my dairy optimization team. And on that team, we've got the international, the GDI, the powder side. We've got the U.S. retail, U.S. dairy food side. I've got milk supply. I've got my dairy analytics team. I've got my sourcing, my finance team. So, you've got my manufacturing team. And so you've got basically many of the key players who would be involved and impacted by various decisions or prioritization of initiatives that we have underway. And so that's what I'm saying, that those teams would work better and do work better together if they're seeing each other and they're not having to go through seven different, let me get on your calendar, let me try to walk over there. So it's that kind of a teaming environment. We work in a fully integrated fashion. The way I think of that is, let's use Winfield Solutions, our business, for instance. It's in the ag sector, but my operating platform, people, whether it's in warehousing, whether it's in planning, sourcing, all those areas, they're working together as a team with the front end of the business to make and shape decisions about whether it's network design, servicing a customer, those kinds of things. So we work in a team fashion. It's not one of those things where a sale is made and it's kind of tossed over the transom for the rest of everybody else to react to and service. It's a fully integrated model.
Okay. And then I also want to ask you about your intern and talent acceleration programs. And related to that, how do you sell a recent college graduate on a career in the dairy industry?
You know, it's a great question. And when I first got here, I'm going to say 5 years ago, and I had come from a variety of companies, and we had an opening, and it was one of my first times here, and so I did the thing I did when I said, like, who's on the bench? Mm-hmm. Tell me the bench. And they were like, no, we'll go outside and we'll hire for that. And I said, well, let me see all of the backgrounds of all of the people who would be next likely to get a promotion into that role. And what came out of that discussion was a recognition and a realization that while we had been going through this journey of growth, and I think Chris Polisinski, our CEO, and Lauren Heringa, our head of HR, have done a terrific job at making sure we're growing and the employees are not in a, hey, you're new, it's a red shirt, blue shirt kind of, we're combative with each other. We've got a real partnership, but what we needed to do was make sure we're investing in current employees and in new employees and all of those. So we have, from that, I worked with the HR team and said we need to put in place on campus recruiting at a more aggressive level. They were already working on that in other areas, so it's not some brilliant new insight by Beth Ford. It was more of a, this is the way we're working on that. And we need to invest in emerging leaders, which would mean existing employees who need training or we can offer training. And again, we work on a team environment. Hey, work with those four, and this is the real business problem. We want to offer talent acceleration programs to a young person coming off of college campus, a TAP program, to say, this is why you should join us. You're going to have an accelerated 18-month program where you're going to see every function of our portfolio, and then we're going to place you. We'll also, after that 18 months, two of you will be, you can apply to go overseas, to go to our international development division, where you can work on a project in Ethiopia or Kenya or something, and that's really attractive to a college hire. So go back to your question. How are we going to attract people into the dairy industry? Well, look, having them get the full view of Land O'Lakes. Yes, Land O'Lakes heritage is a dairy company, but we also have Purina, one of the most recognized brand in animal nutrition, a leading animal nutrition company, and we have Linfield Solutions, and we are a Fortune 200 some company. We've doubled in size, so it's a growth story. It's an innovation story. We're about technology. That's interesting to a young person. We can offer them great training and career development. All of those are exciting. So I'll be honest with you. We have not struggled to hire. We are really putting ourselves in a very nice position on core campuses. We have focused our efforts against key campuses where we know their programs are aligned to some of our businesses. So Purdue, University of Minnesota, Iowa State, those are three key schools. But we also work with Northwestern. You know, you can name a number of different, South Dakota State, you know, those kinds of schools. And we have not struggled in terms of recruiting. And I think the younger folks that we've been able to bring on would say that this is an exciting opportunity in an industry that is meaningful to them. Many of them believe in our mission, which is what we say is feeding human progress. That's what we do. We are feeding human progress. We talk about the great challenges of feeding a growing population and how central dairy is to that and the ag sector is to that. So these programs have been terrifically successful for us, and it's not just a program. It is culturally aligned with exactly what Land O'Lakes is all about.
Okay, just to bring it back, so with so many new employees or half your workforce being millennials or youngers or half new to Land O'Lakes, how do you impart that culture to your staff and to your employees?
It's a great question. I don't know if it's imparting it. A couple things I would say. It seems like we attract people who are culturally aligned to that and who believe in agriculture and the mission of feeding a growing population. And so it's not a matter of trying to convince them. I think that they're believers and are excited about that mission and that journey in and of itself. On an ongoing basis, you know, go back to my Add a Little Good campaign. This isn't kind of fluff out there that the Martin Agency came up with. If you were here, you'd see that I think it's an astounding number, like 85% of our employees, and not just at headquarters, everywhere, do volunteer work in their community. We believe in community involvement. We believe in strengthening rural communities. We believe in, you know, not just our tagline, our mission of feeding human progress, and that the work we do is important. So I don't know that it's about imparting it, because what they would see every day is that behavior or that culture is clearly evident in the work that we do. One of the things we do, and I am fortunate enough to sit on the board of the United Way here in the community, you know, it ends up our United Way week is just great. And when we're smiling, we're laughing because it's great fun. And it's an opportunity for us not only to do good in the community and help on the mission of strengthening the community, but it's also a way we build our culture. So we do things like a golf tournament or a wiffle ball tournament where the young people, somebody wins, and then they compete against the old people like me, where we feel like we need to bring somebody from the ER to our campus to make sure nobody gets hurt. So I mean, it's a culture. It's a fun week, and we try to celebrate that. I don't know that it's imparting anything. I think that they feel it because it's authentic. I think we're attracting the people to whom this would be most aligned with the way that they believe they want to live their life.
And then finally, I wanted to ask you about, I read that the percentage of female employees increased and the percent of minorities employed in the supply chain business increased. So tell me, why did this happen and how did this happen?
It has, and I'm thrilled about that. You know, let's start from the top down. I mean, Chris is a spectacular leader. He's certainly the reason I moved. As I always say, you know, he's convincing when I moved from New York City to Minnesota in January. he's really able to talk about the challenges and the opportunities that are in this grand challenge. I think that, you know, his focus has been on the importance of diversity. We know that diverse employees, a diverse employee base, more representative of the consumer, bringing different ideas, will make us more effective. And that's just a solid core belief that he has, that Lauren Herring, our chief human resources, and all of us as leaders have, certainly I do. So when I came in the supply chain area, we were underrepresented. You know, we probably had 20% female. And, you know, for me, it's not a matter of I want to select this many females or this many minorities. What I required was a diverse slate. All of the positions have to have a diverse slate. It's important. And it says that we're open for business for everybody, no matter their background and their gender and their ethnicity. And momentum's a powerful force. Mm-hmm. And so it's a matter of then showing that with the hires we make, the promotions we make, and making sure that everybody understands that you're going to get a shot, a fair shot. So oftentimes when I'm speaking to the employees or externally, when they say, what can I do to position myself, my comment is performance. So we're going to make sure we have a diverse slate. Then we're going to have the best candidate that's going to get selected. And that's going to be females, minorities, merit. And then when you're inside, there's no special magic that you're going to get, you know, you don't get A because of you're a woman or a minority. What you get is an environment that all of us wish for. Certainly I do. I don't want a job because I'm a woman. I want a job because you believe I'm the most qualified and the right match for that job. And that's what we're committed to here. You will get an opportunity, and you will be driving representation then and broader diversity across our place because you were the best performer. And so that's I think what's happened. We require a diverse slate, and from that we've been able to attract some absolutely talented females, minorities, and frankly, you know, men, Caucasian men too. I mean, we have a great diverse population, and I believe it is one of our core strengths at Land O'Lakes.
So it gives you a lot of voices, it sounds like, that you need to listen to, and a lot of opinions. But I think that's also the dairy cooperative model too. You have a lot of you have individuals, each with strong ideas, but you need to manage the cooperative members, and
well,
their voice is heard.
You know what? I'd say two things. Yes, Now, it's interesting, our member relations person who works with our members is a woman, and she's doing a terrific job, young woman, and she came over from IT, if you will, but she's a tremendous leader and communicator, and I think that's what anybody wants. My belief is that our dairy members, what they want most is transparency, aligned, you know, values in terms of growth of the business, and they want performance. That's really what they want, and that means a lot. In terms of the voices for these employees, you know, yes, but what I always say, and I tend to be pretty direct about this with my team, what I want is the analysis. I don't necessarily want, I think, I feel, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's not that it's unimportant, but what I want is the analysis and the facts. And it, when you want to come to the party with the discussion and you want to have a discussion about something and you have a point of view rooted in facts and analysis, not in I think or I feel. Because if you just say I think, I feel, what is the Deming principle, Edward Deming used to say, then it's just an opinion, right? And because it's not a you know, something that's grounded in fact and analysis. And so I think that what we would say here is you get to have a voice, but it has to be rooted in that kind of a base. And in terms of our members, I think our members respect that, and it's not a matter of when we have a disagreement. They're good business people. They are unbelievable entrepreneurs, in my view, and they're businessmen and women first. And so when we go in with the facts and the figures and the analysis, I can tell you it drives a great and healthy dialogue.
Right. Okay. Well, Beth, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
And, well, thank you.
And your insights. Yeah.
That's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Go to dairyfoods.com or the iTunes store to download part one of my interview with Beth, where she speaks about developing new Land O'Lakes products. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+, watch us on YouTube, and stay up to date on All Things Dairy at dairyfoods.com. Thanks for listening.